One of the great events on the Hunter calendar is, has fact, starting today, going right across the weekend, is the Tokal Field Day. And I popped along last year, had a bit of a look, stood next to a tractor wheel that was taller than I was, pretty much the same as most people. But it is a great event, and joining us is the manager of the Tokal Field Day, is Wendy Franklin. Good morning to you, Wendy. A big couple of days are planned for this year, I would imagine.
And it's a beautiful sunny day in paradise.
It's always tricky when you have an outdoor event anywhere. The weather is sort of one of those things. You get what you get, but we can't complain about this year, surely.
This year, I think we've got a perfect 3 days planned, and I think we earned it. We've had some bad weather for a few years, so this is going to be a great one.
Yeah, let's make up for it this weekend. Now, what are some of the key events you'd like to let us know that will be happening from today there?
We've got Tokal on show all weekend. We're really focusing on everything we do here at the college. A lot of people think we only have residential students, but we do online courses, we do chainsaw courses, learn how to safely drive quad bikes. We sell e-books. There's so many things that we do. We just want to showcase all of those things so people see just how many strings we've got to our bow, which I think a lot of people might be surprised about. So there's a lot of action down at the skills arena.
Well, I've got to say, I was surprised last year when I popped along. I mean, it's a lot of animal displays as well. And what are some of the things that you can benefits you can find from producers for popping along this year?
Well, I guess the big thing is you've got so many of the retailers here on site all in the one place. So if you want to do a good deal, I think now's the time to pit one against the other and do the good deal because they're all here.
Sounding like a true entrepreneur, Wendy, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. I've been in business myself. I know now's the time to get that deal.
Mm. So moving ahead through the rest of the weekend, what else can we expect from the field days?
Oh, we've got the piglet races, and apparently this year we've got the chickens racing as well. A lot of people ask me what that's like. I do not know because I've never seen a chicken race, but I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know that they'd be sort of like dogs or horses. You're not going to get them to run in a straight line, surely.
Well, who knows? We're about to find out. But we've also got the billy boiling, and a lot of the town folk like to come up and have a go at boiling the billy. You get a 7-inch piece of pine, a tomahawk, and a box of matches, and you have to go from there. So that's really entertaining to watch because we've had people here that have never built a fire or held a tomahawk, and that's fun to watch.
Yeah, I've got to say, I haven't done either of those things just quietly.
Well, come on up, have a go.
I might just do that. Plenty of farm machinery as well. That went on for ages and ages from what I can recall last year.
Yeah, heaps. Heaps of things here like that. And there's heaps of plants and in the land, plants and environment area. There's all sorts of gardening equipment and also sorts of advice from experts in their field as well.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because you've pretty much got all the experts I was going to say under the one roof, but that's not the right expression, but under the one roof for these...
Under the 1 kilometre.
There you go. I'll take it. And the most important thing... Lots of great food to be sampled as well.
Oh, there's great food. Well, it's a good food and wine area, so I have a lot of the local producers to do things like they have olives, and we have just so many different things like that. So there's all the hot food and things as well. But the slow food, Hunter Valley Slow Food, do a great job in there, and they've just got a great range of different things. On offer, you can do lots of tastings. There's lots of wineries there. And you can the kids can even dig for their own veggies this year. We've got a little garden set up. And they can sit around the hay bales and start digging for the vegetables. So for the first time, the kids might understand that they come out of the ground and not out of the plastic bags.
Yeah, straight from the farm to your plate. Sounds very, very entertaining. Wendy, good luck. You've got the weather on your side, so I think it'll be a nice couple of days. Better let you go and get on with the job of managing the Tokal Field Day.
Great. We just encourage people, get on the shuttle bus at Maitland Station if you want to come out for free, and we'll give you a discount token. You get cheaper entry at the gate if you catch the shuttle.
That sounds like a plan. That is Wendy Franklin, the manager of the Tokal Field Day. It's on today, Saturday and Sunday. 2NURFM, 103.7.